for this year. On the individual market, the increase requested across all companies for all plans was an average of only 5.94% increase, with both companies under the Anthem umbrella actually requesting an average decrease in premiums.
A decrease?
A decrease from the Anthem folks.
Can you talk about what that decrease looks like?
The Anthem company, their HMO wing of their company, they asked on average for a requested change in their premiums, again, across all plans, a decrease of 0.44%. And then on their PPO side of the house, an average decrease of 2.64%. What's behind that? We're not sure just yet. That's what our folks spend their summer vacation doing, is reviewing all of the information supplied by the insurance companies, whether they ask for an increase or a decrease. But that's one of the reasons why the overall average change for all the individual plans was only 5.9%.
Is this good news for Colorado?
It is, because it seems to point towards some stability in the individual market, where things have been volatile. It's been up, it's been down. There were significant increases last year. So the hope is that this year points to some more stability, and the increases are minimal for folks.
So these new rates are for the Colorado Exchange, is that correct?
The individual plan rates I've been talking about are for both on and off exchange.
So do you think insurance companies are beginning to see Colorado as a stable market?
One thing is, we kept all of the same insurance companies here that were on exchange, offering plans on the exchange and in the individual market this year as we did last year, and we'd held the same over from the year before. We're trying to emphasize that to the insurance companies. We're trying to help them figure out and make sure that it's a stable place to do business.
Well, that's a bit of a change, is it not? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but in 2017, I believe, didn't we lose some carriers?
That is absolutely right. You know, as the market tried to sort itself out, you had carriers jumping ship and leaving the individual market here in Colorado. It just wasn't their cup of tea. It wasn't for them. They didn't see it as profitable or worthwhile. And so we worked really hard to keep the companies here that are offering that want to play in our sandbox and offer individual coverage. So yeah, it is a change even from just a couple of years ago.
Getting back to the preliminary information about insurance coverage in 2019, can you talk about the public comment period? What exactly are we commenting on?
Officially, people can come to our website and they can dig into what we call the filings, the information that the insurance companies submitted, you know, their health insurance company and their plan, and, you know, have they increased the rates or changed the benefits, that sort of thing. So we get a lot of comments in that regard, you know, that are really specific, but we also get a lot of general comments from folks about the questions, the concerns, the issues they have with their health insurance. We certainly take those under advisement, but this comment period right now is specifically for these filings, this preliminary information. We have our folks conducting this review, but we certainly do want to look at those comments we would get from the public and see if there's anything that can be addressed.
In closing, Vincent Plimel, it sounds like there's a little bit of good news for the upcoming insurance period.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair to say, a little bit of good news.